Look at all the times. How many times have we read the word great? Great means to magnify it. Great. God is big. He is great in all these things. And He is great and good in His compassion. God is full of it. Full of great compassion, and God is good to all of His works. It says in verse 10. And we are one of those works, are we not? And see, you know, sometimes you get heavy down. Boy, remember, God is there. He will help. Even if you think you blew it. And even if you didn't. Look at Lamentations. This is a good one I found the other day. Jeremiah, the Lamentations of Jeremiah 3. Lamentations chapter 3. Hear them pages rattling. It's one of them clean books. You hold up your Bible and too many times you've been thumbing through Lamentations, have you? Well, we thumb to it today and we get to verse 21 of chapter 3. And look at this. This I recall in my mind. Look at that. See, this is what you got to think about. This is what I recall in my mind. Therefore have I what? Hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions do what? Fail not. They fail not. That's why I have hope in a situation. That's why I can have believing in a situation, because I know God's mercy and His compassion fail not. And look what it says in the next verse. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful to be compassionate, and His compassions are new every morning. Isn't that a great promise? This is so great. I guess it, you know, it's so great because we had people that said God wasn't compassionate. He had a ball bat and He was hunting for you. And every time you turned around, He'd swat you on the side of the head. He wanted to take you down, or your life was over, worthless, right? It's a lie, according to the Word of God. This is the Old Testament. These were servants of God. We're sons of God. New every morning. That's why you can have believing every day. Look at Zechariah, because, see, God is good and God is full of compassion, and we are His kids. A son or daughter should follow in the footsteps of their father, right? They should exhibit those same traits. Look at Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah, Malachi. It's almost getting to the New Testament. Look at this. Found this one too the other day. Verse 8. Chapter 7, verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. See, that's why we too should have compassion, especially for one another, especially for our brother. We should have great compassion and understanding and be consciously aware and want to alleviate their situations. When they need help, right? In time of trouble. God has no hands but our hands. Sometimes that's what He needs, right? We know God is powerful. He can move mountains. And most of it, He's got right here. If we'll just get out there and do His work. Remember, it's God working within you to do of His good and will and pleasure. That's right. We should have compassion every man to his brother. And look at this verse 10. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, nor the stranger. The word oppress means take advantage of them. Nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. And that's pretty interesting. I mean, sometimes you get mad, right, in your mind, and you can think, you know, right? You just get mad. It's part of that flesh, but it says in the heart. You know why? Because that's where it gets manifested. Out of the heart come the issues of life. He said, don't let you think evil, imagine evil in your heart of your brother. Aren't these powerful? They speak loudly. Does to me. I enjoyed them. Okay, Matthew. I thought we got something. Matthew 14. Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and he definitely exhibited his Father's... what did I say? Matthew, right? Matthew 14. Verse 13. It says, and when Jesus heard of it, the thing he heard of was that John the Baptist had just been killed. John the Baptist was a prophet. That'd be enough to hurt anyone, to lose a great man of God like John the Baptist. But he was also Jesus Christ's first cousin. He was even kin to him through his mother. And he had gotten killed, beheaded. And Jesus heard it. And he departed thence by ship into a desert or a private place, apart. So he just wanted to get away. And we've all been like that at times. People, you get hurt and you just want to crawl over in your little corner. Seen that happen a lot in the old ministry. People get hurt and they just want to go hide. Now I'm just going to go hide because I don't want to take a chance I get hurt again or something. They want to go hide. See, that ain't going to help, because it says, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him. They followed Jesus on foot and out of the cities. They heard he left. And Jesus went forth. Means he came out of his private place and he saw a great multitude. And he was moved with compassion toward them and he healed their sick. And that's what compassion does. It moves you. Jesus was deeply hurt by the death of John the Baptist. But when he saw the multitude of people, he was moved with compassion. And it says he went toward. That word toward means motion applied. He just didn't, you know, take a step or two forward. He reached out and touched them. He went out and ministered among them and he healed. So they healed their sick. He got out among the people. You can't hide. If you want, if you got the compassion of God, you can't pull in and hide. You got to get out there and be out among the folks. How are you going to see anything? How are you going to be able to help? Compassion moves you outside of yourself. And you want to do all to help others. Look at Matthew 18. This is a section that Rick Vogt shared, in fact, during the Power of God weekend. He shared this section. I got blessed when he did because I was really familiar with it. And then Jesus here shares a parable to illustrate the compassion we should have for others and why. And he shows the great forgiveness also that is involved in compassion. We've got to be big. We got to forgive. See, you know, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, and I believe Rick pointed that out in his teaching, it's hard to move ahead. It just kind of buries you down. You certainly aren't going to have compassion because you're carrying something. It can turn into a root of bitterness or even. And I think Jeff Rath shared about that too, that root of bitterness, like dandelions. One pops up. If you let it sit there and fester, pretty soon you got nothing but dandelions out there in that yard, right? So you got to get rid of it. You got to have forgiveness. But here in verse 23 is this parable. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would have taken account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. A king's talent was 131 pounds of gold. One. So if this was 10,000, that would be 1,310,000 pounds of gold. That's quite a debt, isn't it? You know what? That is a debt insurmountable. And it's neat because he uses this debt as an illustration to show that this guy had an unpayable debt. He would never pay it off. And it said... Verse 25, but so for much as he had not to pay, I guess not. His Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, all that payment to be made. You know, the only thing he could do is sell his family. Well, what's your family worth? They're worth a few talents? Yeah, sure are. That's the only way he could even possibly get some kind of payment out of him. He certainly wouldn't get that much selling them, but to the man... To me, my family would certainly be worth more than 1,310,000 pounds of gold. It says, then the servant, Verse 26. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Right. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with what? Compassion. And he loosed him and forgave him the debt. See, this man had a debt. He could live 100 lifetimes and not pay that one off. That was the great point here. And when the man asked him, his Lord forgave him. That's kind of with us. We couldn't pay off. How are you ever going to pay off the debt without the Lord Jesus Christ? You'd never make it, would you?